This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Moving right along, episode 317. Yes, that's where we are. And Callum is with us from the city of Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Callum, what's our chapter?
Luke chapter 15.
And the verses?
Verses 8 through 10.
Wonderful. Let's get started.
Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angel of God over one sinner who repents."
Nice, Callum. Thanks. Today we hear the second lost story, the lost coin. Have you ever had a coin collection? Well, the woman in today's parable did. She had 10 silver coins. And when she noticed there were only 9, she said, "Oh no, where's my 10th coin? It's lost." And she searched the whole room, looked under the covers, pulled the bureau away from the wall, lifted up the cat. She did everything until she found her coin. Phew! All 10 were back together again. And this is how God is with us. When we get lost, God wants us to be together again, back in the church. The church is God's coin collection, or kind of like that. He wants to add to the collection, not lose anything from it. Not only should we not get lost, but we should do what we can to help add to the collection, to bring people into the church, so that the church grows. That's why Jesus told this story of the lost coin. So thanks, Callum, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and forever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.